At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN's Daily Morning Bets. Here's your hosts, Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds.
All right, Wes Reynolds, let's start in college hoops. We're going to go to the NIT. I've got a bet on this game. I played Seton Hall on the money line when they were 3.5-point favorites, about minus 190. Seton Hall right now up to 4.5, 5-point favorite against UNLV. And the Rebels, second trip to New Jersey here in a week. Tough travel spot. I do think they're talented enough to pull off this upset, which is why I didn't want to lay the points. But Seton Hall, number one seed, playing his third straight home game, and that's an advantage.
Caleb Boone did come back, by the way, off the bench for UNLV in their win over BC here at the Thomas and Mack on Sunday night. But I want to see if this goes up a little bit more because I think it's kind of priced in with the travel spot. By the way, this game is going to be played at the Walsh Gym instead of at the Prudential Center, where Seton Hall usually plays their games there in Newark. So it is more of the on-campus. What's that seat, about 1,500 to like 1,800 people? It's like an old high school gym.
It's about 1,500.
Basically. Yeah. And UNLV played in like a somewhat similar one because Princeton, the Jadwin Gym, is not exactly huge. It is bigger than this one. But if this goes up a little bit more, I might, you know, I think you'll see buyback on the Rebels, though, if this goes up to like 5.5.
Well,
or
you
six.
Saw a little bit of buyback when it got up to 5 and some books dropped back to 4.5.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't think it's going to go above 5.
Yeah, even though Seton Hall, look,
situational play says Seton Hall,
and I think I know that they barely kind of squeaked by St. Joseph, but they looked pretty motivated on Saturday against North Texas. Ran out a pretty disciplined and smart team.
If you believe the Big East is that much better than the Mountain West, you got to like the Big East in this matchup.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that matters at this standpoint in terms of conference strength, but
I don't either. But it's an interesting. Sidebar to
total about right where it should be at 141.
Also in the NIT quarters, this is for the right to get to the Final Four. VCU and Utah. Utes are 7-point favorites, total 145.5 in the games in Salt Lake City.
Yeah, Utes have been able to play their first two games at home, beat UC Irvine by 9, beat Iowa by the same score of 9. Actually, we're up like 18. Iowa made it cosmetically pleasing there at the end, but Utah kind of got whatever it wanted offensively. Of course, the big guy, Brandon Carlson, returned in the Big Ten or the Pac-12 tournament, the last one. And, you know, the number's probably a little right. I think in terms of a spot, though, VCU has had to win two games on the road, Matt. They had to win at Villanova, and then they had to win at South Florida. So that's a lot of travel in 1 week that they've had to do. So I think when you go play at altitude, I think that shows later in the game maybe than it does early in the game, because they've at least traveled there and, you know, had 24 or however many hours to get used to it. They probably flew directly from Tampa on Sunday and immediately went out to Utah. But I like VCU perhaps in the first half, especially if this gets to 4. It's pretty much 3.5 painted on the screen here. But if this gets to 4 or more, I like the VCU Rams first half.
Wes, if you've said it once, you've said it 1,000 times. When the Mastodons and Spartans get together, you throw the records out the window, and this is a blood feud. Purdue, Fort Wayne, Norfolk State, one of the great rivalries in college hoops. And this is for the championship of the CIT tournament. Norfolk State, a home dog here, plus 1.5.
Yeah, by the way, Norfolk, they did get to host here. They got the bye because they only had 9 teams in the CIT this year. They usually have a lot more, but just 9 teams this year with the portal and people, you know, not wanting to do the tournaments and whatnot. But Norfolk State did beat Alabama A&M 81-66. Kind of got off to a really slow start. They were actually down at the half and then just absolutely ran out Alabama A&M in the second half. So now they do get Purdue Fort Wayne. I still call it IPFW, but it's really PFW now because they changed it. But Norfolk, this is being played in their home gym. So, you know, maybe an advantage there because Fort Wayne has had to do a little bit of travel here. Fort Wayne's already had to play two games, by the way. This is only the second game for Norfolk State. Fort Wayne had to go to Bowling Green and won. Then they had to go all the way down to Texas and beat Tarleton State. So there's been a lot of travel for this team as well, like we were talking about with VCU. Now we'll see, you know, if it matters. Certainly no altitude in Norfolk, Virginia, but I think that this number, I'd make it one. Here, I have Purdue Fort Wayne against Norfolk State. Obviously, Horizon League, a better league than the MEAC, but
I was a little surprised to see Purdue Fort Wayne as a favorite.
Yeah, because of all the travel.
That's a tough trip.
We're lean a little bit over here at 145.5.
Okay, a bunch of games to cover. CBI Tournament Championship in Daytona Beach. Seattle, a 1.5-point favorite over High Point. It's been a good week for Seattle.
It has been, they get High Point. By the way, this is going to be played down in Daytona Beach where that tournament has been. And High Point got the win, high-scoring game over Arkansas State. Seattle blew out Fairfield in the second half. This is the fourth game since Saturday for Seattle. Meanwhile, High Point is just playing its third. They played Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, so they've had to play three straight days. Seattle did have an off day on Sunday, but this is four games since Saturday for Seattle, so you know, I wonder, Matt, if these teams are going to be out of gas, does it affect it more offensively or defensively? I think it could be defensively. So would lean a little bit here to the under at 151, despite the fact that High Point, actually a very high-tempo team.
All right, three games in the NBA to get through in less than 2 minutes. Wes versus Clippers, Sixers, and the Clips off a really poor performance. 5.5-point favorites in Philly.
Yeah, Clippers have lost five in a row here in Philadelphia. Of course, they end that West Coast road trip with a bad loss in Sacramento. That's usually a spot more often than not that I would like to fade the home team here. And we know the Sixers, you know, Tyrese Maxey's having to do everything, but I don't want to lay this with the Clippers right now. They need to win one before I back them here.
They're doing a late season fade. Ty Lue called his team soft the other night. Clippers have actually, like you said, lost back-to-back games. The hottest team in the association, the Houston Rockets, have won 9 in a row. Rockets on the road here to take on OKC in the Thunder laying 6, total of 230.5.
Thunder on a back-to-back here. They get a win against the Pelicans on Tuesday night. Of course, no Alperen Sengun. He's still out with the ankle injury, but Jabari Smith is going to be back, who had served his suspension. And I like the Rockets here at plus 6. Thunder got that nice win on the road. SGA and all the guys played very well. But Houston, look, they're going to keep trying here. And now Golden State won on Tuesday night, so they got to keep pace.
Rockets making a push for a play-in tournament spot. How about Phoenix and Denver, last one here? Nuggets, 7.5-point favorites over the Suns.
Yeah, we'll see if Nurkic is going to go. Nurkic and Beal are both questionable, as are Murray and Gordon, so a lot of injury concerns here on this side. But Phoenix has really made a late-season swoon where there's a possibility they could maybe miss the playoffs.
All right, that's a look at VSiN Daily Morning Bets.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.